I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Warmer and drier weather last week helped crop development and allowed producers sufficient days in the field. This report is from the USDA's Mountain Region Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Isolated severe weather and damaging hail was reported in some areas of Colorado. In northeastern counties, reporters noted some warm weather and recent moisture was very good for pasture grass growth and dryland crop conditions. Alfalfa harvest was underway. Warm temperatures notably promoted corn growth last week. In San Luis Valley, warm temperatures were more favorable for crop development, but a reporter did mention that potatoes were still progressing slowly. New seeding of alfalfa began last week. Southeastern counties received moisture last week, and some hail was reported as well. Alfalfa harvest was behind in these counties, and sorghum was noted as slow to emerge. Colorado corn, 93% planted. Nationally, 92% of the crop was in the ground at the last report. 77% of soybeans were planted nationally. The USDA's Lance Honig says interpreting some of these percentages can be a bit tricky.
We will get to 100% planted. That does not mean that farmers planted everything that they hoped to. But let's face it, farmers will have to stop planting at some point, and at that point, progress will show 100%.
The USDA plans to release actual acreage planted on June 28th. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.